Warning, this podcast may contain graphic violence, sexual themes, and bad language. If our language offends you, we apologize, but we do not give a fuck. Be mindful of your kids listening.
The Evil Never Dies Podcast.
Hey, everybody. This is the Evil Never Dies podcast. I'm your host, Brett, here with my lovely co-host, Carl Todd.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Evil Never Dies podcast. How's that?
What's going on, man?
I'm here.
You're here. How you feeling?
Still getting there. I'm now officially on vacation from work for a week. I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to two Texas Ranger games. That's all that's planned. So it ain't much of a vacation, but at least I'm away from work and I'm not going to be sick like I was the week after the surgery sitting at home. So it'll be fun.
Well, good. Yeah.
I'm going to tell you, I would recommend is to keep your appendix. This hell going through. I just keep it. I don't recommend getting your appendix taken out.
Any body part.
Take it out. No, I just keep it.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah. Oh. Couldn't go to the Texas Frightmare weekend. You're all screwed up.
Yeah, we missed that concert. Yeah. Which I'm sort of glad we missed the concert because Death Angel only played for 30 minutes.
Yeah, that's what I heard from a lot of people. And I heard Sepultura played only new stuff.
Yeah, well, that makes sense because the brothers probably play the old stuff.
But they are coming. Did you see that? They're coming to the Granada Theater. I don't know what they're going. I don't know if they're still going as the Cavalera Conspiracy or what.
I don't know.
But
I don't know how they ever lost the name of their band. That's a mystery to me.
I don't know. I think it's because they're all in a third world country down there. You know, down in Brazil.
I mean, I guess it's no different than Pantera being back with Vinny and Daryl dead, but. Yeah. We're not going to get into that again.
No, we don't need to get into that.
So I come home today and I got all kinds of packages and I'm like, what the hell? I know I ordered me some socks. Yes, Texas Ranger socks. But tonight I'm actually wearing Kiss I finally decided not to wear Texas Ranger stuff on the show. But it's interesting why I'm wearing Kiss. So I'm going through these packages. One was my baseball socks. One was a magnet. And then I open one up and it's a shirt. And I'm like, I haven't ordered any shirt. I'm like, did I order a Ranger shirt when I was on my pain meds? I opened it up. And guess it is what it is. If I can get it up here. You see that?
Oh, cool.
Kiss sent me a free shirt.
Kiss did?
Kiss did.
Well, that's awesome, dude.
They also sent me a button. For free. I guess Gene loves me.
Maybe they're listening to your Kiss episodes.
Maybe Eric Singer sent it to me. Thanks, Eric, if you sent this to me, even though it's got Peter Criss's face on it, so I don't know if Eric would have sent it or not. Got Ace on it, too. So, anyway, I want to shout out to Kiss or however the hell y'all sent me a free merch. I feel honored.
Well, that's awesome, dude.
I wish more people would listen to my Kiss shows when I do them. Why does Guns N' Roses get more hits than Kiss?
Guns N' Rosers.
Yeah.
Guns N' Posers.
Whatever.
I have to admit, though, that is the only album I like of theirs.
Well, they went weird after that. And no, I am drinking Mountain Dew tonight, not alcohol, because I'm still on antibiotics. The steroids finally ran out, but yeah, I'm still on medicine from all this.
You've been on like three different fucking antibiotics that keep getting stronger and stronger. And
one of them smells like crazy smelling stuff. Hey, we have a guest.
We do.
Jump in here.
Hello.
Oh, it's the youngin'.
This is my daughter, Madison.
Hello.
What's going on, Madison?
Chilling.
You got to talk louder.
I chilling.
She's chilling.
About to go fold the laundry.
She's going to go fold the laundry.
I need some laundry washed.
You go, you need to go wash your own britches, Bubba.
Yeah, I'm not washing your clothes, Bubba.
Oh, come on. Wash my britches.
Y'all made my nose itch on that.
Do I look like I made I'm sorry, let me rephrase it. Oh, do I look like
you? You look like you're
yeah.
You look
inside
like
joke
you're
there, yeah.
You look like you were made by him, yeah.
Made by me.
I was. Because look at how much we look alike.
We do. We look like twins, don't we?
Yep.
Yep. So I go fold laundry now.
She's going to go fold laundry now.
Bye, Maddie.
Bye, Maddie. The evil ones, they're called.
Everybody don't know what the worst my britches is.
No, that's a Moxley Manor saying there. So,
that's funny.
Shout out to Moxley Manor Haunted House in Bedford, Texas.
Yes.
Well, anyway, I guess we have a show to do now.
Yeah, we do. Gonna talk about a little Italian horror.
Italian horror?
Well, there are some Italian horrors in this movie.
Okay. Why is it I don't cuss when I do the midweek by myself and you come on and I start cussing like a sailor?
Is horror cussing? Is horror a bad word?
Madison, is horror a bad word? He didn't answer. She's folding clothes. Hey, this is supposed to be a museum. Why do we have a laundry in here? I guess same reason why the haunted house is a museum, but it has a kitchen. And we lost our mama.
Yeah, mama's moving.
Yeah, our buddy Beth, she's moving out of state. So
she's
we'll have to have her back on the show now that she's going to be a bigger celebrity.
Yeah, well, hopefully she's got good internet in that town of 107 people she's moving to.
Yeah. Well, congratulations on that for them. But we will miss you.
Yeah, she's got some land out there and stuff. Good backup in case we need to bug out. We can go bug out at her place out in the middle of New Mexico.
Tim's place.
Yeah, I know.
There's Sasquatch out there, I think.
Yeah, I know. That's some crazy shit, ain't it?
It is.
Yeah, he's got all kinds of manimals out there.
Well, let's get this movie going.
All right. Tonight, we're going to be talking about the movie Tenebra or Tenebrae. Or...
Dude, you picked the movie. You know how to say it. It means darkness.
It's Italian.
For darkness.
For darkness.
Well, I'm Count Krabi. I should be able to say the Italian word, even though I speak Romanian. But Romanian and Italian are derivatives of Latin anyway, so whoopee. That was about as exciting as watching paint dry. Let's get to the movie. I'm boring my own self.
All right. Tenebrae. Directed by Dario Argento. Written by Dario Argento.
But it was produced by Claudio Argento.
Which is probably his brother.
I don't know who Claudio is. I've never seen Claudio mentioned until this. Claudio is the, he's the older brother.
Older brother of Dario Argento.
Maybe the younger brother. I don't know. He's his brother.
All right. Cinematography by Luciano Tavoli.
Hey, didn't he make a bunch of movies?
Let's see.
Or am I really making shit up?
Edited by Franco Fraticelli.
I don't know
if I'm saying these names right or not.
Franco Fraticelli.
Music by Claudio Simonetti, Fabio Pignatelli, and Massimo Morante. And I think them were...
They were Goblin.
Yeah, they were Goblin. Might know their music from George Romero's Dawn of the Dead from 1978.
I will comment on the soundtrack later. I have a lot to say about that. It is actually on Apple Music, the original CD and a remastered version.
Oh, okay.
So I actually might actually put some of that in the haunted house this year. Very impressed with the soundtrack, but there's a stipulation. We'll get into that later in the show, folks.
All righty.
All right.
Production company is Sigma Cinematografica.
Cinematografia.
Pica. However the hell you say it.
Fuck, who knows, man.
Distributed by Titanus. Release date was October 27th, 1982, right in time for Halloween.
Yeah, it sure was.
I didn't see this movie, though, till like probably 2 years later. I think I seen it at the drive-in.
Well, I would have seen it on videotape at the rental store, because when you mentioned it, I'm like, I don't remember this movie. And the first night I was trying to watch it, it may have been after the surgery. And I was like, what the hell is this? And I turned it off. And then I finally watched it. And I'm like, no, it was just looked stupid or something. I'm like, what is, you know, he's riding a bicycle or whatever. I'm like, I don't think this is the right movie. But then I watched it and I remembered it, but I think I would have probably seen it in the 80s or the 80s. I remember it. Once I watched it, it came back to me.
All right.
Oh, yeah. Neither one of us would have seen it when it first came out, obviously.
No, I don't think it opened in any theaters over here, really. Running time is 101 minutes. Country of origin is Italy. And never won any awards or was nominated for any awards.
Also released in 1984 in a censored version called Unsane in the United States.
Yep.
And that is actually on the 4K Blu-ray, the Unsane version, which for some dumb reason I thought I was going to watch. And then I realized, stupid, you're watching the same movie, except they cut all the blood out. So stop. I misread it. I thought they called it the Unsane version. And it said that it had some kind of music. And I'm like, oh, they actually have different music in this one. Well, what happened when they cut the damn movie, they didn't cut the soundtrack. They cut the soundtrack off. So the musical just jumped on the U.S. Unsane version. So
They didn't mix it in. They just, where they cut the film.
They just cut the film. So,
okay.
Is this Synopsis or whatever their names are that put the Blu-ray out? They actually recut the movie and actually fixed the soundtrack to where it doesn't do all the fade-ins and outs. So, I mean, they did a good job. We'll talk about that later as well.
Okay. All right. You want to go over the plot of the movie there?
So this movie is about a American horror writer. I think his name is Peter O'Neill or Peter Neal, something like that.
Peter Neal, yeah.
So he goes to Italy to promote his new novel, which is Tenebrae. We can't even pronounce the name of the movie we're doing. How stupid is this podcast sometimes?
Sorry, I'm not Italian.
What are you?
Or Latin or whatever. I think that's a Latin word.
I'm supposed to be a vampire and I can't say it. So anyway, he goes to Italy and brings his agent. And I guess that was his assistant. I thought it was his girlfriend. I don't know. So they get to Italy and... I guess they, well, there's a murder, and the murderer sends a letter to him informing him that his books have inspired this murderer to go on a killing spree. So the detective and the inspector, the Italian police, basically show up, and they start investigating the murders and what the connection to Peter Neal could be and his novel. And that's our beginning plot of the movie. More killings take place, and there's a lot of blood in this movie. I will say that.
Yes, there was.
There will be blood. Lots of it.
All right, let's go over the cast.
Let's do it.
We got Anthony Franciosa as Peter Neal, and he's actually an American actor. Next, we have Christian Borromeo as Gianni. Marella D'Angelo as Tildy. Veronica Lario as Jane McCaro, which was his Peter Neal's
assistant,
I believe. Ania Pieroni as Elsa Manny.
Elsa was the news reporter, right?
I believe so, yes.
We won't spoil nothing.
Ava Robbins as Girl on the Beach.
Which, yeah, that was a weird scene. It kind of gave me the creeps.
Which I got some info on that, too.
Okay, good.
When we go to the later on here. Carola Stagnaro as Detective I can't pronounce this.
I'm beating my head with the Mountain Dew bottle.
John Steiner as Cristiano Berte. Lara Wendell as Maria Alboreto. And John Saxon as Bulmer.
The John Saxon.
It's funny, he made this and then right after went on to made
Elm Street. Yep.
Right after this. Daria Nicolodi as Anne. Giuliano Gemma as Detective Germani. And Marella Bonte as Marion.
I think she might have been the daughter of the landlord.
Trying to think.
Or was that Anne? I don't remember.
I think there that was Elsa.
Yeah. Dario apparently has this thing for putting younger girls in his movies, very cantily dressed, and including his daughter. Yeah. But I guess she was too young at this point, so he had another. Yeah, that dude's kind of creepy with that stuff. We've talked about that before with some of his movies.
Yeah, but Italy, they're more lax on that stuff over there.
Yeah, they are.
They have nudity on their daily
on TV.
Shows.
Yeah.
So, yeah. All righty. You said you had something you wanted to go over the soundtrack with, Carl?
We'll do that at the end because it's more for an end thing. So we'll wait on the soundtrack.
All righty. Well, do you want to go right into the trivia?
Let's we'll do trivia and then we can do some analysis of the movie. We don't want to spoil this one because this movie, if you spoil it, would ruin it completely. Because it's a mystery. It's a mystery movie. And we're going to not spoil this one at all, except we know it's about a novel that people are being inspired to kill by. So don't give any spoilers away, Brett.
Well, I might have to with the trivia.
Well, then skip it if it is a spoiler. We're not spoiling this movie. Don't spoil it.
Don't spoil it.
But you've spoiled it. Remember when we used to do the movies? You'd just make me tell the whole movie and yeah, Michael killed this guy and then he cut this guy's head off. And we need to go back and delete some of those early episodes. So what's the trivia? No spoilers.
All right. Well, this ain't really a spoiler, but. What the heck is going on there?
What?
All right. The impressive 2.5 minute crane shot that encircles Tilda's apartment took 3 days to complete. American distributors wanted the shot to be cut out from the film for the U.S. release, but Argento refused. The original film poster shows an image of a woman with her throat cut.
Hold on a minute. Don't go nowhere. You mean that?
Yeah.
It came with the 4K. It
came with the movie. The movie poster came with it. That's cool.
Yes, it did.
All right.
And the back is, I don't know what that is.
But over in the UK, they censored it by placing a red bow around the neck.
Well, how weird is that?
After the posters were displayed on the London Tube and drew complaints. Some later releases of the film on video and DVD editions used the censored image on the cover.
Let's just see what this 4K's got. It's got the original, but let's see what's on the inside. Oh, it's creepy. It's got some ghost looking girl in the.
Wow.
But yeah, it's actually got the original on the 4K. Yes, this actually has a 4K release now, folks.
I bet that looks pretty good.
It actually looked really good. The blood, especially. It was some. By this point, they were using red blood, thank God. Not that pink shit anymore.
Yep. Like we said earlier, the word tenebrae is Latin for darkness or shadows.
Mm-hmm.
This movie was inspired when Dario Argento was stalked by a fan that didn't like Suspiria and Inferno. And I guess he got death threats and all kinds of shit.
I never knew that. That's some good trivia right there.
Yeah,
so that's sort of inspired by.
By a true
reality, yeah, by a real situation.
Yeah, I guess the fan called the director of the film, telling him how dare they, not the director of the film, the producer of the film, saying how dare they do that? Because Argento started out as the slasher genre, what do they call that? The giallo. Italian horror.
Yes.
And it was always like a slasher theme. The movies he did before
what you saying, Bubba?
I don't know what I'm saying.
What is he saying?
I
have no idea.
Director Dario Argento called star Anthony Franciosa one of the most difficult actors he's ever worked with. I guess they butted heads on set the whole time.
Well,
he was sort of an asshole through this whole movie.
Seemed like it.
Sort of like high on himself, thought he was better than everybody else. And
no, I thought that was the role. Maybe it was reality. I don't know.
Maybe, yeah.
I still want to know what he was talking about it a minute ago.
Suspiria
is a supernatural horror movie.
Yes,
based on witches.
And the fan was mad about that.
Why have we not done Suspiria? Are we ever going to?
I don't know. We could probably do a two-parter on that with both the remake too. So
yeah, I thought he was going to say the trilogy,
which I haven't seen the remake yet.
I own it and I haven't seen it. Isn't that great of me? Maybe I'll watch it while I'm on vacation this week. I need to watch a bunch of movies and record about 10 midweek episodes this week.
I heard. Yeah, like that'll happen. All right.
At least I know what I'm talking about.
I knew what I was talking about. It just slipped my mind.
Okay, go on. Next.
The harsh modern look and cinematography of the film was largely due to Argento being impressed with Andrzej Zawalski's Possession from 1981. Both films were on the DPPS banned films suitable for prosecution.
Good God.
AKA Video Nasty List.
I remember the Video Nasty List.
Yep.
I think as a kid, I tried to watch all of them. And I did watch this one. So, yeah.
Didn't you say you spent like $750 on a VCR when they first came out?
No, that would have been a DVD player.
Oh, okay. All right.
I know we're really diverging, but I went into a Suncoast Movies and they had DVDs. And David was with me. And actually, shout out to David Steele, because it's June 2nd, and this is how we celebrate all the years we've known each other, because I joined his wrestling club on June 2nd, 1987. Okay. But me and David went in there, and I saw that, and I'm like, David, I'm buying that thing. And he said, I think it's $2,000. I'm like, well, when it gets cheaper, I'm buying me one. And I did.
Was it one of them two-piecers?
Two-piecers?
Yeah, remember when they first came out, there were two pieces.
I remember that.
One side was the actual player, and the other side was the controls, and you connected them together.
I don't remember that. The one I bought was all in one piece.
Huh.
I think you're thinking of Nintendo's.
No, it was a VHS player.
No, DVD.
Oh, okay. I'm talking VHS. I'm sorry.
Because I know, Brett. Are you there? Knock, knock.
All right.
You sure you didn't have surgery?
No. I'm just on vodka.
Well, he's also, Brett's having some pains himself, so let's give him a break.
I'm killing the pain.
He's not 100%. Both of us are half nuts right now.
All right.
Back to the storyline.
Christopher Walken was originally considered for the lead role.
I don't know how that would have worked.
I don't either. And I cannot do a Christopher Walken fucking imitation to fucking save my life.
Okay.
In the Italian language version of the film, the opening narration is performed by director Dario Argento. It didn't say who the English version was read by.
No.
All right. The scene on the beach, the girl with the red shoes and the back, was played by a transgender actor. It wasn't a woman.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yes, I thought so too.
Yeah, that is very interesting.
Yes. All right, let's see here. Unused music from Goblins, Dawn of the Dead from 1978 score plays in the background of the scene where Tilda and her girlfriend argue before said girlfriend leaves with a man. Well, I think they're in a bar when that shot.
I think so.
And also the background music theme in the department store scene was taken from the soundtrack of the European version of George Romero's Dawn of the Dead, 1978, which was edited and rescored by Dario Argento himself.
I remember that.
In several scenes of the film, the characters mention or discuss the novel The Hound of Baskervilles. In a number of scenes of the film, character Maria Alboreto is hunted down by a black hound, which mysteriously vanishes after Maria gets murdered.
Yeah, I thought that was weird that the dog just was never seen again. Yep. Is there a reason?
A number of the film critics considered the hound to be a direct reference to the eponymous Hound of the Baskervilles. So, who knows?
I don't know.
The word that is repeated through the vocoder in the main theme of the film is para, word fear in Italian or Latin. So I guess para means fear.
Fear.
It just kept saying that and saying that and saying that.
Fear, fear, fear.
The well-known Italian giallo and horror directors Michele Soavi, Lamberto Bava, son of Mario Bava, both appear in this film. Didn't say what role they played, though.
Unknown.
A sample of the film's theme song, Tenebrae, by Goblin, appears in the songs Phantom and Phantom Part 2 by French house duo Justice on their album The Cross from 2007. So they sampled some of the soundtrack for this. Whoever the band duo Justice is, I ain't never heard of them.
Never heard of them, no. Technically, I don't think this was Goblin's. It was the members of Goblin under their own names for some oddball reason.
George Kemp is credited as sole screenwriter on U.S. posters and as co-screenwriter with Argento on some prints of the film. It was reported that already well-known actress Teresa Russell provided the voice for Daria Nicolotti in the English dub version, but she has neither confirmed or denied this.
she won't say. I ain't saying I did, but I ain't saying I didn't.
Because they don't credit the voice on this. So you don't know who was doing their voice.
You don't know.
All right. Let's see here. What else
you got?
I don't know. What do you got? Let me find out where I was here.
Soundtrack. It was the members of Goblin, which was an Italian rock band that had done the scores for Argento before. They did Deep Red and Suspiria. And I think they would do, like you said, was it Dawn of the Dead? They did all the, they're a synthesizer rock band. So it's kind of a synthesized driven score. It seemed different than what they'd use for his other movies. And again, you said they sampled some of their other stuff, which was sort of weird.
Yeah.
It's not regarded as the best score they did, but I guess the band felt like it was good. It just didn't hit the success of their other things. Now, what I want to say about this is that's why I wanted to wait till you went through some stuff. I like the soundtrack a lot. I like the 80s synthesizer anyway. This soundtrack does not fit this movie.
No, it doesn't.
At all. It actually ruins the movie almost. And I'm not saying the soundtrack is bad. I think the soundtrack is good, and I'm actually downloaded it from Apple Music and been listening to it. But it does not fit this sort of movie. They really dropped the ball. I ain't saying the band did or it just did not fit. It ruined it for me. I didn't like it. It's totally, totally wrong.
Some of it sort of had like, because they were just like coming out of the disco era then too, you know.
Yes.
It had sort of like a disco theme to it.
A more of a mystery movie, this just was a bad choice. But again, I like the music. I just don't think the music and the movie swing well together. So that's my take on the soundtrack. Yeah, I don't know what
the music was a little sped up for it, I think.
Well, and on the 4K, the music is louder than the rest of the audio. I don't know if that was a mistake when they remixed it, or I've looked at all the reviews and nobody mentioned it. So, but the soundtrack is way loud. The synth all the synthesizers and sort of a weird mix. So I don't know what happened because the video's perfect. Audio seemed good until the soundtrack came on. It was sort of disturbing almost.
And you can always tell that goblin music too.
Oh yeah, goblin has a unique sound.
Yeah, very unique and distinctive sound.
But that's my thoughts on that. It was a bad mix. Movie and soundtrack did not belong together.
All right. There was a couple of alternate versions. Did we get into that at all?
The Unsane?
Yeah, The Unsane. It was a 110-minute version. But it was heavily edited. For sure.
No, the Unsane version was the U.S. version. It was like only 90 minutes. They cut all the blood out of it.
Yep.
And that is on the, I guess we, you, what you got next? Because I can go over the Blu-ray if we need to.
You can get a VHS version containing the director's cut released by Malibu in Israel.
No, well, I'll pass on that. So Synapsis Films released this 4K this year. It's actually a box set. I got it at the movie trading company, and it came with everything other than the box. So I got it at a discount. It came with the poster I showed you earlier. It actually comes with a big book that has pictures and kind of goes over a little bit of the movie. Well,
what all movies came with that if it was a box set?
Well, it's a box set as far as it come with a bunch of special features. It just has the movie.
Oh, like a steel book version sort of like or whatever?
Well, it just comes with a bunch of extras. Oh. But it came in a box, but the box was not with it at Movie Trading Company, so I managed to get it at a discount. It was called a limited dual format edition, so this is limited. It's in a 4K restoration, and it contains three versions of the movie, including the original version, the U.S. cut. What did they call this? Yeah, the Unsane. Yeah. And then there was a Italian only version of it, which I didn't watch that. So there's three versions on there.
You know, that I think about it, that might be the version that I seen originally, because the version I seen had English subtitles at the drive.
It could have been. I think that might have been what they're calling the director's cut. But this is a three disc. It has the Unsane on a disc. It's in 4K. It was able to edit it, you know, from the original movie. There is a lot of extras. They weren't very interesting. A lot of it's Dario talking in Italian. And they did a good job on this. It looks brilliant. Like I said, I have issues with the audio because this damn soundtrack was too loud. Don't know if it was the mix of the 4K or if it was the movie itself. And then there's also a Blu-ray original version, which they usually just throw those in there to put a lot of the special features. So it's good packaging. But here's some of the cool stuff it came with. I showed you the poster, but it come with these little cards. Those are, you know, that show different scenes from the, I got it upside down, scenes from the movie. So these things are very cool.
The little 5x7s or whatever they are.
Yeah, I think I got them upside down.
3x5s or.
These become very valuable in time because this is a limited edition. So these things will be worth some money to somebody someday on eBay. And then it came with the book and it came with, oops. I'm dropping everything now. Sorry. I don't want these things to get messed up, so let me grab them. Okay. Then it come with a little, another little magazine thing, kind of a comic-looking deal. So it's a very good release. It's limited and it's expensive. I was lucky to get it, used at my favorite place, the Movie Trading Company, which half of the place now is not movies. They sell everything but movies there.
Yeah, they're like big into
Pops, Funko Pops, and D&D stuff, Dungeons and Dragons.
Even like video games and stuff.
They got, PlayStation stuff, and they're actually selling like air rifles and stuff there now.
Really?
And like different knives and things. So they're really branching out.
Huh.
And they still sell vinyl and CDs. So a movie trading company is a good place here in, it's actually the one in Hearst I go to mostly. Really, really cool people. They have a lot of knowledge about the stuff they sell, and they'll work with you on things too. I sell a lot of stuff there, and they give me good in-store credit. That's where I took that damn PlayStation 4, and they gave me a bundle for it. So,
oh, really? You end up taking it there?
I did, yeah.
Well, I need to take that off fucking...
Oh. Yeah, take it off of whatever.
Oh, that's funny.
So what else we got on the movie here? We covered the Blu-ray.
Now, one thing about I really liked about this film was the cinematography.
It is brilliant on the 4K version, too.
Even the dark scenes, they got a brightness to them.
They did.
Where you can actually see the actors really good and what's going on in the film. But it still got that dark background feel to it. So I wanted to throw that in. So the cinematographer did a really good job on that.
Definitely did.
What else you got? You got anything else, Carl?
Well, they originally got released in 1998 from Anchor Bay when they were still around on DVD, which was probably the first. It was presented as uncut, but was not fully restored at the time. So now Synapsis has released the version I got. They'd actually put out a Blu-ray earlier, and then Arrow has put out a version in England, which is the same. They're the same versions. And they are the complete uncut version on the 4K. So this is the way the movie's supposed to look. So for a lot of people, it's probably the first time seeing it completely uncut on these 4K releases. So well,
I watched it on Shudder, and it was really good on there. It looked really good.
I think Shudder has deals with all these different Blu-ray or distributors, you know, because they take these movies and really do a good job on them. And I think Shudder gets, they have a working deal with them. So what you see on Shudder is pretty good quality stuff.
Yes, it is. I quite enjoy Shudder. There's a lot of off the wall stuff on there for sure.
Definitely.
All right, Carl, do you got anything else on Tenebrae?
No, I don't. I just think we really made a mess out of this show with.
You always say that.
Well, I think ever since I got sick, I haven't felt real confident in anything I've done.
Well, it is what it is, man.
I don't know. My Kiss show, or the, not the Kiss, the Guns N' Roses seemed pretty good. I actually watched that one. I'm pretty proud of that one. I could have talked a lot longer. I had to really, really time myself on that.
Well, you said it would, what, you could have went an hour on it. You should have went an hour.
No, we don't do hours on midweeks. I try to follow sort of your midweek. We don't want to change everything up. I want to keep it the same thing.
All right.
That's all, man. I got. So what are you going to give this Tenebrae for a rating?
Well, it really don't hold up all that well, but I do like this movie. I like that he went back to the slasher genre in this film that he made here.
But also a mystery.
And a mystery. Yeah. It's definitely a murder mystery for sure. Like I said, the cinematography was great. The acting, it was 1982. What can you say, you know?
Yeah.
It is what it is. Acting wise, like you said, Argento, he loves his nudity and his sexual exploitation.
Yeah, and it just sort of, it's overdone. He's fucking 90 years old now, but he overdid it back then, and I think a lot of it was to draw in the crowds.
Yeah,
especially in the 80s, that was the seller back then. In the 70s and 80s, not so much the 90s. They kind of got away from that.
Decent special effects.
The blood's great.
Blood's great. Good color blood. Good spatter.
For yeah. Sure.
Did a really good job on that.
But what you rating this thing?
I'm going to give it a 3.5.
Okay.
Just because I'm such an Argento fan.
Well, like I said, the first time I watched it, I was like, what the fuck is this? Because he's riding a bicycle through town. And I'm like, this doesn't look like an Argento film to me. And when I rewatched it, I remembered it. It's quite boring and slow in places.
Yes.
Really slow in places.
Yes. Can be. Yes.
I lost interest in it several times. Like you said, it hasn't aged well as far as just, it looks great. It just hasn't aged well as far as the story. And I mean, I figured out what was going on within the first few minutes of the movie. There was no mystery to me. Not that I remembered it, because I didn't actually remember it, but it's not a very good mystery. So, and again, the soundtrack ruins the movie, but it's a great soundtrack. I know I'm contrasting myself, but that's how I feel. I don't think I can give this thing past about a 2.5.
Okay.
And that's being lenient. I would have gave it a 2 until you talked about it. You gave me a 0.5, just your analysis. So I would actually, if you like movies like this, I recommend this movie.
Oh, yeah. I definitely should think everybody should watch it at least.
That's why I didn't want to spoil it. Everybody should. This is a movie I definitely recommend. Just because I feel it's dated, you know, it's a good movie. Go ahead and watch it. And it's bloody. It's got a lot of twists and turns you may see coming, but I recommend it. So it might not be high rated, but I definitely recommend it.
But if you're a Suspiria fan, it's nothing like that. So.
I think that's sort of, yeah.
You know,
Trauma was his best movie, in my opinion.
It's a totally different, it's a 360 from that and Inferno. So,
Trauma's his best, I'm telling you.
I haven't watched that in a while, so I'm going to have to rewatch that. We're going to have to put that on the list.
Okay.
For our next Argento film. All right, everybody, that's our take on Dario Argento's Tenebrae. Thanks for listening, everybody, and check us out on the social medias. What are you mumbling about over there?
I said stay evil. I thought we were done.
No new YouTube subscribers or Apple reviews this week. So
no, that's because
I told you we're going to start bribing motherfuckers again. And
nobody likes when I do the midweek, I don't think. I don't get as many views as you do. And I actually have video and you don't.
If you subscribe to the YouTube channel or leave a Apple
we'll
review,
send
you some stickers.
That's all you got to bribe people with?
Yep, for now.
Okay. That's all we got.
All right, everybody. Thanks for listening, and
stay evil.
Stay evil, everybody.
Look at these slimy bones.
I've read all your books, Mr. Neal. The book deals with a murder committed with an old-fashioned open razor, right? This girl, too, was killed with a razor, and your book's pages stuffed into her mouth.
Can I ask you something? If someone is killed with a Smith & Wesson revolver, do you go and interview the president of Smith & Wesson?
Peter, you can't let me down now. We're within 2 days of making a deal. Please, stay just until Friday.
My life is in danger. There's no deal in the world worth risking my life for.
Not anxiety or fear, but freedom. You wrote those words, page 46. Freedom to strike again, Peter.
Listen, don't hang up. We have to talk.
You told me how, Peter Neal. You and me together. We've just begun.
Thank you. Peter.
Oh.
Come on, hurry.
Oh, my head.
You'll be okay. Oh. We've got to get out of here. The guy has an axe.
Could it be somebody I know? I wish I'd never written that book.
You don't mean that.
I've made charts. I've tried building a plot the same way you have. Tried to figure it out, but I just have this hunch that something is missing. A tiny piece of the jigsaw. Somebody who should be dead is alive, or somebody who should be alive is already dead.
Explain that.
You know, there's a sentence in a Conan Doyle book. When you have eliminated the impossible, whatever remains, however improbable, must be the truth.